签他的名。
I didn't say whose signature I'm going to put on the book. Maybe I'll sign his name.
有人说这个传道人是最好的推销员。
Some people say that ministers are the best salespeople.
你如果不会推销，你做传道人很辛苦。
If you don't know how to sell something, you'd be a very poor minister.
我们吴牧师实在是个非常好的推销员。
Pastor Peter Wu is, of course, a great salesman.
我七十岁像五十岁，他五十岁像六十岁。
But I'm 70, I look like 50, he's 50, but he looks like 60.
而且他头发比我白很多。
And he has grayer hair than I do.
所以呢，我从很早很早的时候就发现我蒙受不白之冤。
So, a long time ago, people have been talking behind my back.
最近我很严肃地想这个问题。
This time I've been seriously thinking, been thinking about this one issue.
为什么七十岁人家常常误会我？这个好像是五十岁或者六十岁的人。
How come when I was in my forties, people always thought I was 50? In my sorry. Why is it that since I'm in my 70s, people keep thinking that I'm in my 40s or 50s or 30s?
John Song, 那个宋尚杰博士
Dr. John Song had said this.
他常常有翻译的同工跟他在一起同工。
He oftentimes had to deal with translators.
如果那个翻译不好，他一般会请他下去。
If the translation is not that great, he would kick the translator off the podium.
他给我一个很好的那个建议，不是要赶他下去 ，kick 他下去，把他踢他下去。Okay.
Here's a good tip to kick the person off.
我很严肃的在想这件事情。
Seriously, I've been thinking about this one issue.
有一天我在读经的时候，就看到主耶稣说的一句话。
One day I was reading the Bible and saw these words of Jesus.
我只是把我的领受跟大家做一个参考。
I just want to share my thoughts with you.
耶稣基督说，如果一个人不回转向小孩，不能进神的国。
Jesus said, if a person does not become like a child, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
今天这个时代是让人常常会很世故的时代。
This day and age makes all of us 什么世故？
就是非常非常的very secular， 就是一个人呢，就是他学会很多很多怎么处事啊，但是不是一个很真实的人。
We become more and more clever, but we become secularized, and we're not truly human anymore.
约翰福音有一个 keyword， 一个很重要的一个钥匙。
There's a keyword in the Gospel of John，
就是真假的真。
There's the word struggle。
No， 真实的真 ，true。
Truth。
中文圣经出现五十五次。
In the Chinese Bible, that word appears 55 times。
二十二次是讲到真理的真。
And 22 times where it occurs, it talks about the truth。
三十三次这个真呢？不是形容词就是副词。
In 33 times, it's not really speaking in the positive sense, but in the negative sense.
不是，它well, the 33 times that truthfulness, truth, is adjective or adverb. 所以它是形容一个名词或者形容一个动词。
In 33 times instances, it's actually used as an adjective or an adverb to describe Now,
所以约翰福音这个真字是非常重要。
So the word truth in the Gospel of John is a very important word.
很多年我一直在思想中国教会的问题。
For many years, I've been considering what is the problem in the Chinese church.
在中国教会里面有一个很严重的事，就是弟兄姊妹彼此之间不够真。
Indeed, there's a crisis in the Chinese church is that brothers and sisters in the Chinese church are not truthful to each other.
但是我们的不真有我们不真的痛苦。
But for us who are not true, there is the accompanying pain.
因为我们曾经真过，但是我们一真以后，我们受很深的伤。
Because we had been truthful before, but we had been hurt because we were truthful.
主耶稣告诉我们说，不要做假冒为善的人。
Jesus said you should not be hypocrites.
但是今天很多时候我自己很痛苦的经验发现我是善意的假冒为善的人。
But I've come to realize very painfully that I'm oftentimes intentionally a hypocrite.
什么叫 hypocrite? Hypocrite 就是 actor, 就是演员的意思。
What is a 假冒为善的? It's somebody who is an actor.
所以很多时候我们在教会里面没有办法很真实的彼此相待。
So sometimes in our church we find ourselves very difficult to be truthful to one another.
常常带来教会经历一个很麻烦的一些问题。
Bringing lots and lots of trouble to our churches.
所以当一个人回复像小孩的时候,
so when a person becomes like a child,
他就很容易很真实地把他里面的感觉表达出来。
He or she would be very able to express his truthfulness.
我们把它叫做同心, 所以一个人同心未灭, 在这样的一个很复杂的社会里面，实在是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So we call that childlikeness, and to be childlike is very important in our day and age.
所以今天我们在教会里面，求主把这样一个童心给我们。So
today in our church, may the Lord give us this childlikeness.
我相信一个有童心的人，一定不容易苍老。I
believe that someone who is childlike will not age very quickly.
So I've
always been learning how to be more childlike.
所以呢，刚才提到这些事情，我心里面就有很深很深的感觉。求主让我们真是常常见面的时候，在灵性上有进步，但是在我们的许许多多的身体的外表上，我们没有改变。So
truly, I do think that when we do interact with one another, We must grow spiritually, but we also need to deal with one another truthfully.
刚才介绍那些书，其实是多年来我跟师母两个人在宣教和家庭方面的一些整理。Those
books that were just now introduced to you were really some of our thoughts. My wife and I, we put our thoughts down and about the home life.
大概一个大家最熟悉，大概大家可能得益很多的，就是有一篇叫做《吵架十诫》。
Perhaps one that would be more impressionable are the ten commandments. Ten commandments of fighting with your spouse.
今天有许多的人,
many people today,
赢了吵架，输了婚姻。
They win the battle, but they lose the marriage.
所以我们实在有很深很深的感觉，特别18年在牧会的时候，看到教会的弟兄姊妹，我们心里面有很深这样的负担。
So throughout our 18 years of pastoring a church, we have this impression upon our hearts.
我太太李师母有一篇东西特别讲到婆媳之间。My
wife, Mrs. Lee, she has one article talking about the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
这是他自己很痛苦的经验。
It's she spoke from her pain.
我们结婚之前做了8年的朋友。
Before we were married, we were friends for 8 years.
所以明年是我们结婚50年，所以我认识师母有58年的时间。
Next year we would celebrate our 50th anniversary, so we've known each other for 58 years.
但是呢，8年对我的这个当时的女朋友来说是很痛苦的8年。
But through those 8 years when she was my girlfriend, those were actually very painful years.
因为每一次我带她回家，我母亲看到她就回房间，就不跟她讲话。
Because every time I brought her home, my mother would close the door and not talk to her.
非常现实。
Very practical.
因为那个时候我在这李师母年轻的时候很瘦。
Because back then my wife was very skinny.
我母亲很简单，那么瘦的人怎么会替我生孙子呢？
My mother was very practical. She thought a woman who's this skinny would not be able to bear any grandchildren for me.
而且我的妻子的母亲是。 在中国一个地方的人,
and also my wife's family was from a certain province in China.
那么那个地方的人是我母亲曾经受过害、受过骗，而且对这个地方的人非常非常讨厌。
And my mother really disliked people coming from that province because she had been hurt by people from there.
我今天晚上不应该讲这个事情，应该讲，shouldn't
be talking about that tonight.
我既然开始把它讲完吧。
Since I started, I wanted to finish.
长话短说。
So to make a long story short.
到了我母亲离开世界的时候,
when my mother left this earth,
她跟我太太说了一句话,
she said one thing to my wife.
她说了那句话,没有大概几个礼拜,我母亲就回天家。
After she said these words, not a few weeks passed, then she departed from this earth.
她流着泪跟我太太讲,
cheerfully she said this to my wife.
我不在那个时候。
I wasn't at the place when
那么,
she said it.
那么是我太太告诉我的。
So my wife actually told me afterwards.
我母亲流着泪告诉她,
my mother tearfully said to her,
她说, Sophie, 这过去几十年,
she
我对不起你。
Said, Sophie, I'm sorry for the last few decades.
这几十年来, 我珍惜你, 跟我珍惜我的儿子女儿一样样。
These last several decades,
他就是非常非常 precious.
I treasured you just as I treasured my other children.
如果大家要看这个故事，可以自己真的去翻一下看看。我常常觉得心里面非常感动。
If you really want to know that story, perhaps you can look at that book. But it has really touched me greatly.
婆媳有问题，到底谁的责任大？
That there's conflict between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Whose responsibility is it?
是婆婆的责任大呢，还是媳妇的这个责任大？
Is it that of the mother-in-law or that of the daughter-in-law?
弟兄姊妹，我的经验都不是他们的责任。
My experience is that it's neither.
是那个做丈夫的和做儿子的，他的责任最大。
It's the responsibility of the husband or the son.
所以讲了半天，最后往我脸上贴金。
After speaking all this, I hang my head in disgrace.
那是实实在在的事情。
And that was actually a truthful story.
婆媳之间的问题。
The relationship, the conflict between mother and daughter-in-law.
讲得粗俗一点，原谅我大概没有办法讲得比较文雅，是两个女人抢一个男人的故事。
To be a little bit curt and vulgar, it's really two women fighting for one man.
这是我的儿子。
That's my son.
怀他九个半月。
I carried him to term for 9 months.
然后吃我奶长大。
He drank my milk.
现在这个男人，这个儿子被这个女人抢走了。
Now this son has followed another woman.
那么对妻子来讲
，Now to the wife,
我们认识，我们相爱。
We've come to know each other. We fell in love.
你老人家凭什么在中间做第三者
？By what right does this old person become the third person?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
今天在我们的信仰里面
，Today in our faith walk,
我们需要电。我们需要 power.
We need electricity. We need power.
因为真正的能力可以解决这些问题。这里有个非常非常真实的见证在你们面前。
Because true power can solve all our problems, and here is a living example.
昨天晚上提到这个彼得。
Last night we talked about Peter.
他在提比利亚海边跟主耶稣面对面，耶稣问他三个问题，他回答他三个问题。
By the lake of Tiberias, he had a conversation with Jesus, and Jesus asked him three things, and they had a dialogue.
我们这些的题目是使万民做门徒。
Our topic, our theme for this missions conference is making disciples of all nations.
我用马太福音二十八章里面的话把它稍微改一改，就是把马太福音二十八章二十节，使万民做门徒，就是使他们做你们。我想昨天来的人知道我在讲什么。
I try to rephrase the Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, making disciples of nations, and basically saying, paraphrasing it, saying that making them you.
把他们变成你们，就是门徒，使万民做门徒的一个真正我们要做的一件事情。
If you came last night, you would understand what I was saying, making them into you, and that's truly making disciples of all nations.
我们今天爱主，其实是对主的爱的一个回应。
Our love for the Lord is truly only a response of God's love to us.
所以昨天晚上我分三方面跟大家提到主的爱。
So from three different angles, I tried to talk to you about God's love.
弟兄姊妹，请我们牢牢地记得，耶稣基督对我们的爱是个别关心的爱。
Brothers and sisters, let us remember very carefully that God's love for us is a very individual type of love.
很多人问我，你有两个儿子。
Some people ask me, you have two sons?
你爱老大多还是爱老二？
Do you love your older son more or your younger son more?
我告诉你，我们如果很诚实的讲，
And I thought to myself, if I really were honest,
我们会偏心的。
We would truly play favorites.
我们为什么会喜欢老大多呢？
Why would I like our oldest
elder? 因为他比较像妈妈，因为我很爱他妈妈，所以因为他像妈妈，所以我爱他多。
Because he's more like my wife, and since I like more like his mother, because I love my wife.I would love him more.
那我为什么爱我的老二更多呢？
But why would I love the younger ones more?
因为他比较像我，所以我比较爱他更多。
Because he looked like me more, so of course I would love him more.
所以我们的爱是有分别的。
So our love is sometimes different.
所以如果很平均很平均的话，两个儿子他们得到的是，这是二分之一的爱，这是另外二分之一的爱。
So if our two sons, if we played it truly fair and we gave 50% to one and 50% to the other.
如果神的爱是这样分的话，
if that is how God allocates His love,
那就麻烦。
And then we're in trouble.
地上基督徒越多，我们得到上帝的爱越少。
The more Christians there are, the less love we actually receive.
神的爱不是这样的爱。
God's love is not like that.
他给我们每一个人就是 100%.
God gives each of us 就是100%。
所以求主让我们看见这个个别的爱，让我们在主面前有个感恩的心。
So, sorry, I didn't hear.
让有个感恩的心。
So we need to have a thankful heart.
所以第二个爱是什么爱呢？
The second type of love, what type of love is
that? 坚定不移的爱。
Is the unwavering type of love.
人的爱会改变。
Human love will change.
人的爱有条件。
And human love is conditional.
我们的主没有条件。
Our God's love is unconditional.
他过去怎么爱我们，今天一样爱我们。
How He loved us in the past, He will still love us now.
第三，
thirdly,
是既往不咎的爱。过去所有你的错，他都不会去纪念。
Love that does not keep a record of wrongs, all the things that we've done, all the lousy things we've done, God has set them aside.
我今天把昨天没有讲的再继续讲下去。在这里，我们看见主既然既往不咎。用什么让我们看见他不计较过去呢？
Some of the things that I did not talk about last night, I will continue tonight. How do we actually know God does not keep a record of our wrongs?
因为他接下来给彼得有一个新的托付。
Because eventually he spoke to Peter and entrusted him with something, a new mission.
但是我们要注意到他的托付里面是有学问。
But let us learn from this.This entrusting that there is a responsibility.
请大家特别注意主耶稣怎么说。
Let's look at what God, what Jesus said.
在约翰福音二十一章。
In John chapter 21.
第一次他问了以后。
The first time he asked Peter.
彼得回答。
Peter replied.
然后耶稣说，你喂养我的小羊。
He said, you feed my lambs.
第二次。
The second time.
彼得回答了以后。
When after Peter responded.
主耶稣是你牧养我的羊。
Jesus said,Take care of my sheep.
那么第三次主耶稣又说，你喂养我的羊。
The third time he said, take care and feed my sheep.
昨天晚上我讲了两次喂养，一次牧养。
Last time we talked about twice feeding the sheep, once taking care of the sheep.
牧养是给这些羊有方向。
So taking care of the sheep means that to give direction to the sheep.
喂养是给这些羊有里面的满足。
To feed a sheep, it means to satisfy the inner needs of the sheep.
今天我们每个人需要方向。
Today, everybody needs direction.
但有方向没有 power 没有用。
But just because you have direction but no power, it's still useless.
所以喂养和牧养是每一个人，也是每一个基督徒，也是每一个教会所需要的。
So taking care of the sheep and feeding the sheep are two elements that we all need.
但是很稀奇的，主耶稣是两次讲到喂养，一次讲到牧养。
But amazingly, Jesus said twice, feed my sheep, only once take care of my sheep.
这是昨天晚上我讲。
So that's what I talked about last night.
那今天晚上我要特别跟弟兄姊妹一起分享，每一次主耶稣讲到小羊，讲到羊的时候，他一定加一个字，加两个字在中文，叫做我的小羊，
Tonight,
我的羊。
Tonight I want to talk to you that every time that Jesus referred to these sheep, he actually added these words in Chinese, 我的 which means mine.
讲到我的，刚才我听见这个Gabby 在做见证。
And thinking about that concept just now, listening to Gabby's testimony,
听到 Ian 刚才的分享，
listening to Ian's sharing,
我刚才坐在那里，我突然发现你们这个教会的名字太好了。
Just now, when I was sitting here, I contemplated and thought about the name of your church is excellent.
你们的教会叫做美德教会，对不对？
The Chinese name of the church is 美德。
那么我发现这个德呢，也是美德，就是。很美的教会。
And I thought it sounds exactly like a very beautiful church made.
因为这个圣经里面讲到那个羊的时候，那个德是讲到它的归属感，它的所有权。
Because the apostrophe S that's implied by my sheep in the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，没有一个羊是我们的。
It talks about a special relationship because none of the sheep belongs to me.
所有的羊都是主的。
All the sheep belongs to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们这里有很多侍奉主的同工
we have many brothers and sisters who serve the Lord here
他不久要到英国去
very soon Pastor Ma will be going to the UK
当他到了英国以后
after he goes to the UK
神会给他一些托付
God will entrust him with certain responsibilities
给他一些年轻人
and give him some young people
但是我们为他祷告
but please pray for him
不要让他觉得这些羊是他的
make sure that he doesn't say that those are his sheep.
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的事情。
It's actually a very serious matter.
今天我们侍奉主。
Today we serve the Lord.
常常偷窃了主的东西。
Oftentimes we steal what belongs to the Lord.
这个羊不是我们的，是主的羊。
The sheep do not belong to us, they belong to the Lord.
但是另外更深一点，我们看见一样东西。
But even more deeper, let's consider one thing.
主耶稣把羊交给他们。
As Jesus entrusted the sheep to him,
但是他怎么问呢？
How did he even ask the question?
他说你爱我吗？
And Jesus said, do you love me?
我有一次看到这我不懂。
Sometime, one time I read this and I just did not understand.
我在55岁的时候去台北做学习做宣教士。
When I was 55, I moved to northern Thailand to learn how to be a missionary.
到那些原住民少数民族当中。
Went to live among the minority groups.
那里没有电，没有自来水，是一个很落后的地方。
They didn't have electricity or running water. It's a very backwards.
从美国要到那里是不容易。
It's not easy to move from the United States.
如果我没有爱他们的心
，If I did not have a heart that loved them,
我到那里会很辛苦的。
I would have really suffered when I went there.、Right?
但是主耶稣从来没有问过我，你爱不爱这些你要去服侍的这些人群。
But Jesus never asked me even once, do you really love those people that you're going to serve?
彼得就是这样。
That's what Peter was saying.
彼得说我要把我的羊给你。彼得说我要把我的羊给你。耶稣说对不起。
Jesus said, I'm going to give my sheep to you.
如果按照逻辑来讲，主耶稣要把羊交给彼得的时候，他一定很关心 你有没有好好照顾他。
Logically speaking, if when Jesus gave these sheep to Peter, he would be thinking, would you really be taking care of them?
你真的爱他们吗？
Do you really love them?
主耶稣没有这样问。
Jesus never asked that.
我举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我刚刚在聚会前认识 Cindy.
Before the meeting, I met Cindy Chung.
假设哈，我两个孩子很小。
Let's think of a scenario. My two children are still very young.
我跟师母要出去参加聚会。
My wife and I have to go out for a meeting.
在美国，我不能把孩子留在家，一定要有个 babysitter， 有个来看小孩。
In America, you cannot just leave your children home alone. You have to find a babysitter.
我就听说我们的这个街坊有一个新的一个家庭搬进来，有一个女孩子非常好，叫 Cindy。比如说
，Let's say I hear that there's a family that just moved into our neighborhood and a very responsible young lady by the name of Cindy。
我就打电话给她
，and that I called her。
我说，请你在哪一天晚上有没有空？我希望你来看我的两个小孩。
And I would tell her on a certain night, can you please come to my home to take care of my two sons？
但是我要先 interview， 我要先认识她。
Of course, I would first need to interview her to get to know her better.
因为现在找人来带自己的孩子是很危险。
Because sometimes it's a dangerous task to get somebody to watch your children.
我听说以前有一个女孩子，她要带孩子，她这个爸爸妈妈一走，她就把她的男朋友找来。
I heard horror stories where babysitters, once the parents leave the house, she would just bring a boyfriend home.
然后小孩子一直哭，一直哭，是在牛奶里面放安眠药。
And since the babies are still crying, she would put the sleeping pills into the milk.
所以我一定要了解这个人可靠不可靠。
So I need to know if this woman, this young lady is trustworthy or not.
我说 Cindy, 我有很简单几个问题问你。
I would say, Sister Cindy, I have a few very simple questions to ask you.
这两个孩子是我的孩子。
These two sons are mine.
我非常爱他们。
I love them very much.
那我现在在今天晚上要把他交给你。
Tonight I will entrust them to you.
然后我问他一个很奇怪的问题。
Then I would ask her a strange question.
我说 Cindy, do you love me?
Cindy, 你爱我吗？
我告诉你 ，Cindy 马上打电话去叫警察，你知道吗
？Of course, Cindy would immediately call the police.
主耶稣就是做这样的事情。
And this is what Jesus did.
主耶稣就是做这样的事情。
Jesus said exactly the same thing.
主耶稣把羊交给彼得。
When Jesus entrusted the sheep to Peter,
他应该问彼得你爱不爱这些羊
？He should have asked Peter, "Do you love these sheep?"
主耶稣要我去泰国。
Jesus wanted me to go to Thailand.
他要问我你爱不爱这些少数民族。
He should have asked me, "Do you love these minority groups?"
你不爱，你去干什么
？If you're not loving them, why are you going?
你不需要爱这些英国年轻人，你去那里干什么
？If you don't love these young people in the UK, why are you going?
这不浪费钱呢？我们这
是
失去
了
很多。
We sent so much money to you.
弟兄姊妹，这三节经我们很熟，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, these few verses we know them by heart.
但是主耶稣做了一件很奇怪的事情。
But Jesus did a very strange thing.
我要把羊给你，但是我要问你爱不爱我。
I'm giving you these sheep, but I'm asking you, do you love me? Today's the problems on the church lies right here.
我们今天不能够因为爱主去爱主所爱的。
Today we cannot love those that God loves because we do not love Him.
当我们爱主的时候，我们就能够爱他所爱的。
When we love the Lord, then we will love those the Lord loves.
当然，师母在跟我做朋友的时候。
Of course, when my wife was still my girlfriend.
那么她对我母亲非常好。
She honored my mother greatly.
她没有办法爱我的母亲。
She was not able to love my mother.
但是因为她爱我, 所以爱我所尊重的, 爱我所爱的母亲。
But because she loved me, she loved and she honored the one that I honored and loved.
这个formula, 这个方的工程师是非常非常重要, 今天教会需要再三的来好好思想这件事情。
This is a very important formula and the church needs to reconsider it today.
所以今天你爱不爱弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹严格说不重要。
So today, if you ask yourself, do I love my brothers and sisters? That actually is not a very important question.
但是我们今天就在努力做这件事情，对不对？
Of course, today we're anxiously trying to do that.
我们要彼此相爱。
We must love each other.
我们要彼此相爱。
We must love one another.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们爱来爱去爱不来。
But brothers and sisters, we try to love, but we cannot love.
反过来说。
But alternatively,
今天教会里面为什么常常我们听见有一个人会对一个人批评的那么可怕？
Conversely, we consider why somebody would criticize somebody so someone else in the church.
一个人批评一个人到一个地步目中无人了，所以他把这个人把他简直是践踏在他的脚下一样。
When somebody criticizes another person, they do it very deadly.
一个亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个人在神的面前。 目中无人，因为他目中无神。
Brothers and sisters, somebody actually is, they do not honor somebody because they do not honor the Lord.
今天教会很多很多的问题都是因为很多很多我们这些蒙恩的罪人，我们常常目中无神，所以我们可以对人会讲出许许多多不合适伤害对方的话。
Many times in a church, we actually do all these things. And we hurt one another because before our eyes there is no fear of the Lord.
那个贞洁在哪里?
What is the struggle there?
那个贞洁就是主耶稣所说的那句话，你爱我比这些更深吗?
The struggle lies in the words of Jesus, do you love me more than these?
请问, more than this, 这个 this, 这些是什么东西?
Let me ask you, more than these, what are the these?
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these? What are these?
主耶稣没有讲。
Jesus didn't really say.
所以我们今天就只好去看一些圣经的一些参考书。
So we have to just turn to the commentaries.
有两种解释。
There are two different explanations.
因为刚刚打了153条鱼。
Because he had just caught 153 fish.
那是神迹，那是上帝给彼得的。 这个恩典
There was a miracle, a grace that Jesus had given to Peter.
是，今天我们常常爱主的恩超过恩典的主。
Today, indeed, we love the grace of the Lord more than the Lord of grace.
很多时候我们爱这些物质的东西，所以他在说这些大概是指那153条鱼，这是有一些解经家这样说的。
Oftentimes we love material things so much, so some Bible scholars say that it must really refer to the 153 fish.
那么这些另外一个解释是什么？
There's another explanation.
旁边有六个人一起去打鱼。
There are six other people next to Peter who went fishing with him.
主耶稣就对比如说你爱我比这些人爱我更深吗？
Do you love me more than these people love me?
你看，我们中国人说什么？ 说人比人气死人，对不对？
Chinese people say, you know, if you compare one to another,
很多时候我们,
you'll get in trouble.
很多时候我们不知不觉的在那里比赛谁比较爱主。
Without even realizing it, we start comparing who loves the Lord more.
我想这可能也是一种解释。
Perhaps that is yet another explanation.
我解释圣经比较肤浅。
But my explanation of the Bible is very shallow.
我就很 单纯的只看这一句话,
just look at that one line alone.
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
那里爱有两个对象。
There were two objects of love.
一个叫我, 一个叫这些。
One is myself, and then there is these.
所以从句子的句法来讲，很简单。
So looking at that sentence, it's very simple.
你爱我比这些更深吗？ 那个这些就是我以外的所有的东西叫这些。
So what are these? Do you love me more than these? So these are anything that's not me.
这是个选择题嘛, 很简单嘛。
It's really a multiple choice question.
那就是两个选择嘛。
Just a multiple choice question.
一个叫我,
two choices.
一个叫这些。
Just me or these.
所以对主耶稣来讲, 这句话是很简单的, 我跟这些, 你爱我, 比这些更深吗?
So it's very simple. Something Jesus asked, do you love me more than these?
如果大家接受这样的解释的话,
if you accept this type of explanation,
就很麻烦了。
Then you're in trouble.
为什么呢? 因为这些如果是坏东西,
why do I say that? Because if these refer to bad things, then we understand it.
你爱主比爱这些坏东西, 那我当然爱主, 我知道,
oh, do you love the Lord or these bad things? Of course, then I will love the Lord and not the bad things.
你爱我,爱世界,爱世俗, 当然爱主, 重要, 觉得这世界不好。
To love you or to love the things of the world, of course, not the things of the world.
如果大家接受我的假设, 我和这些是彼此就是选择题的两个, 你选一个, 那这些就是我以外所有的东西, 包括什么呢? 包括好东西。
Oh, but if you accept my explanation, and looking at the choices, you have either the Lord or all the other things, all the other things include the good things as well.
爱教会好不好?
Shouldn't we love the church? Isn't that a good thing?
爱教会好不好?
Shouldn't we love the church? Isn't that a good thing?
今天在教会里面, 很多的问题就发生在这些所谓爱教会的人身上。
The problem we have in the church today is because there are many people who love the church.
More than love Jesus. 就超过爱主。
Okay. More than that they love Jesus.
弟兄姊妹, 我每一次看这三节的圣经,
Brothers and sisters, every time I look at these three verses,
我们都熟得不得了。
We are very familiar with them.
我们也许我们去查希腊文怎么讲。
Perhaps we'll look at the Hebrew text to see what it says.
我们看原文怎么讲。
Or the Greek text, and we want to see the original language.
但是这三节圣经, 这三句对话, 里面对今天的教会带来 暮鼓晨钟的警告也是一个提醒。
But these three verses bring us this warning to the church today, and also just a warning.
所以我就想到主耶稣说一句话，说你们爱父母、爱妻子、爱儿女，不能过于爱我。
So remember Jesus saying, "You must love me more than you love your father, your mother, or your spouse."
如果我们没有这一个 约翰福音21章15节到17节的这样一个背景, 我们没有办法了解主耶稣说的那样的话。
So we do not have the background of John chapter 21 verses 15 to 17. We could not understand these words of Jesus.
爱父母不对吗?
Shouldn't we love our parents?
爱我的配偶不对吗?
Shouldn't I love my spouse?
但是当把这些对的东西跟主来比的时候,
But when we compare these good things with the Lord,
主说你要爱我。
Jesus says, you must love me.
爱到一个地步,
to such an extent,
在原文这一边变成恨,
in the original text, it means you have to hate.
这个是我们今天很难了解的东西。
It's something that we cannot wrap our minds around.
但是我们不能只是看到这里, 我们要看后面的延伸和发展。
But we can't just stop here, but we need to see how it extends.
因为当我们在选择的时候, 爱主过于爱妻子,
Because when we choose to love the Lord more than we love our wife,
我们就从主这个爱的源头知道以后怎么样去爱妻子。弟兄姊妹了解我的意思吗?
Then from the source of the Lord, the love, then we will know how then to love our wife. Do you understand what I'm saying?
所以不要努力的去爱弟兄姊妹。
So please do not spend all your energy trying to love your brothers and
sisters. 我们去爱主。
We need to love the Lord.
我们爱主就从主那里得到爱去爱弟兄姊妹。
When we love the Lord, then we have the strength and love to love our brothers and sisters.
所以在这里我们看见, 对不起, 我在补充花了很多的时间,
因为我觉得很重要。 So many things here, but because it's so important.
因为做门徒跟爱主是有关系的。
Because being a disciple of the Lord is tied to loving the Lord.
怎么办? 我们现在看今天晚上要讲的。
What should we do? Now we go back into the text tonight.
我们翻到约翰福音21章18节到22节。
Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 21, verses 18.
我们请马牧师替我们念这段经文哈,
18节到22节。 In English, you can follow along in the Chinese Bible, John chapter 21, verses 18 to 22. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Verse 20, Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Verse 22, Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me."
请注意哈, 如果你手上看的是中文圣经,
please note if you're holding a Chinese Bible in your hand,
跟刚才他所读的NIV的翻译,
your translation is, yes, it would be a little bit different from the New International Version.
19节最后一句话,
the last phrase in verse 19 said,
中文你跟从我吧,
in the Chinese it said, "You follow me."
Okay, 请注意啊, "You follow me."
You
okay,
follow me. That's 22节,
中文圣经, 你跟从我吧, 一样, 跟19节一样。
And the last phrase in verse 22 is the same. "You must follow me." You follow me.
Wait a minute. 你刚才已经读出了 NIV的翻译, 不是 "You follow me." 22节的英文翻译是 "You must follow me." 不一样。
Okay, the translation in English is a little bit different. It's not just simply "you follow me," but "you must follow me."
所以两个 "you follow me" or "you must follow me" 把这五节圣经分成两段。
So these words "you follow me" or "you must follow me" actually separate this text into two pericopes, two sections.
昨天晚上我们讲的15节到17节，做门徒的动力是爱主。
Last night we looked at verses 15 to 17 and we saw that that was the motivation of our discipleship.
那么今天18节到22节是做门徒的代价跟随主。
Tonight when we're looking at verses 18 through 22, we're looking at the price, the cost of discipleship.
所以这里很清楚的两次短短的五节圣经两次提到跟随主。
So even in these five verses, we see that twice Jesus said, "You have to follow me."
所以前面两节,后面三节,很明显地分成两个段落。
The two verses prior and the three verses after is separated by these words.
但是那个语气很不一样。
But the sequence is very different.
整个这个18节,19节的气氛,那个 atmosphere, 是跟那个后面是不一样。
I'm sorry, the atmosphere is actually very different. The first two verses versus the three verses before afterwards.
前面是安慰与鼓励。
And the previous segment, it actually is talking about comforting and encouragement.
第二段是责备与命令。
The second part really is chastisement and a mandate.
或者讲得清楚一点，前面两节是讲到你不要灰心。
Or let me just rephrase that. In the beginning, Jesus was saying, "Do not be disheartened."
那么19节到22节是不要分心。
But in verses 18 to 22, he's saying to him, "Do not be distracted."
所以这个灰心和分心是我们侍奉主很容易面对的一些考验。
So disheartenment and distraction are two things that sometimes test our walk with the Lord.
刚才我们听Gabby在做见证。
Just now we had Gabby sharing her testimony.
第一次很兴奋，很多人来。
And everybody was very. And she was talking about how people were excited and they came.
第三次没有人来。
But the third time, none of the students came to her student fellowship.
Gabby, 我很认真听你讲的哈。
I was truly listening to what you were saying, Gabby.
这个灰心是一个很大很大的压力，对侍奉主的人。
To be disappointed, disheartened, is a huge barrier to ministry.
我们要为他祷告。
We must pray for
Pastor Ma.
Pastor Ma.
他到那边去所面临的是一个很强烈的一个属灵的征战。
When he actually goes to the United Kingdom, he will be facing a great spiritual battle.
可能很成功。
Perhaps he might be successful.
可能他常常会非常灰心。
But many times he might be very disappointed and disheartened.
所以一个做门徒的人,
so somebody who is a disciple,
要处理灰心的问题。
You need to deal with this disappointment.
一个认真跟这个侍奉主的人，做门徒的人。
Someone who is seriously considering discipleship.
要处理分心的事情。
You also have to deal with distractions.
那么什么东西让他灰心呢？
What things would cause a person to be disappointed?
如果当然有很多东西使一个人分心。
Of course, many things would cause a person to be distracted.
但是在十八节、十九节，我们看到一样东西使他分心，就是苦难。
But in verses 18 through 22, we see that one thing would bring distraction. It is suffering.
你年少的时候自由，到你老的时候，你的路越走越窄。
When you were young, you went wherever you wanted. But when you get old, your road narrows.
你最后甚至要为着信仰寻道。
Eventually, you will be martyred for your faith.
苦难。
Suffering.
侍奉主，我们知道是一个很喜乐的事情。
We know that serving the Lord is a joyous occasion.
侍奉主也是一个很强烈的挑战。
And of course, serving the Lord is, therein lies also a great challenge.
所以我们有一首诗歌说，主耶稣基督没有应许我们花香长漫，天色长蓝，不是一个永远，是一个很平坦的一个康庄的大道。
So there's a hymn that says, those who believe in the Lord has never promised us roses or pleasant journeys or pleasant path.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前看见，在这里提醒我们。
My beloved brothers
and sisters, 苦难对侍奉主的人有正面的意义。
Here we see actually suffering having a positive impact on those who follow the Lord.
对我们中国人，我们其实很了解。
Of course, this is actually understandable if you are a Chinese.
孟子曾经讲过一个很出名的话，大家都知道。
Mencius had one time said these words.
天将降大任于斯人也，有没有？天要把责任给一个人的时候
，When heaven appoints a big task to a person，
在他身上做几件事情
，There'll be few things that would be done in that person's life。
苦其心志，让他的心志受苦
；That person will suffer emotionally。
劳其筋骨，让他的肉体去做很劳动的事情。
That person's body would have to suffer.
饿其体肤，让他经常非常穷困到好像没有饭吃。
That person also would have to go through hunger and oftentimes would not even have food.
空乏其身，让他过贫穷的生活。
That person might actually have to live in poverty.
行拂乱其所为，他所做的东西总是不顺利。
And that person would be met with all sorts of troubles.
所以动心忍性，所以让他能够心能够更这个成熟，让他的忍耐能够更老练。
All to prepare that person so that this person would become more mature.
增益其所不能，增加他原来不能的东西。
To increase.What that person was not able to do before.
我想很多人都读过孟子这段话，我们都很熟悉。
Perhaps you've studied Mencius before.
如果我们在美国长大，可能我们不太知道。
If you've grown up in the, If you grew up in the States, you perhaps don't understand what that really means.
那么如果你没有读过孟子
，If you've never studied Mencius,
那我就用另外的比方。
Let me give you a different illustration.
所有最好的茶叶
，all the best teas，
你没有办法用冷水来泡的。
You cannot truly prepare it with cold water.
你要用开水，用热水来泡的。
You have to use hot water, even boiling water.
你用热水来泡，才能够把茶的香味把它泡出来。
When you steep the tea bag in boiling water, that's when you get the flavors out.
Okay, 我还给你，谢谢。苦难能够把一个人的潜力把它发挥出来。
Suffering allows a person's potential to be discovered.
很多时候我们的价值观常常不是这样。
Oftentimes that's not in our value system.
所以在这里我们看见主在彼得的身上做了一件非常非常严峻的事情，很难的事情。
So Jesus did something very difficult that was very difficult in Peter's life.
主就预告他将来会有很多的苦难。
Jesus already predicted that he would be facing many difficulties in the future.
你年龄越大越受约束。
As you grow older, you will be persecuted.
你的生涯前面是越走越不好走。
you know, the road that you are traveling on will be even more and more difficult.
最后为信仰寻道,
in the end, you'll be martyred for your faith.
不要忘记,
do not forget.
主耶稣预言他的受苦是彼得向主耶稣说我爱你以后带出来的宣告。
Remember what Jesus said to him was after Peter said, I love you.
我们以为说,主啊,我爱你,下后面就是康庄大道,
we oftentimes think, if we say to the Lord, I love you, then our paths will be smooth.
我们人生的经验不是这样,
that is not how our life
unfolds.
But thank the Lord.
他有预言,
he has already predicted.
他预告他将来要受苦,
he has already foretold that he would suffer.
但是主也安慰他,
but Jesus also comforted him.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死,后面加三个字,
and here in the Bible it says, Jesus said these words so that Peter would know to predict that how he would die, but then there are these three words afterward, to glorify God.
主耶稣告诉他,
Jesus said to him,
你的苦难有一天会终结,
your suffering will one day come to an end.
你的苦难不是永远这样延续下去,
your suffering will not continue to extend.
有一天死会临到你,
there is finiteness. One day you will die.
你的苦难也就终结了,
and so your suffering will end also.
但是很稀奇的,
but amazingly,
他说荣耀神,
to glorify God.
我很难了解,
I cannot understand that.
我母亲, 今年是离开世界20年。
This year would mark the 20th year that my mother had passed away.
20年前我母亲病得很重的时候,
20 years ago when my mother was deathly ill,
我到Atlanta, 那个时候她住在Atlanta, 住在Georgia.
At that time she was living in Atlanta, Georgia, so I went to visit her.
那么每一次看到她, 我心就很难过, 因为看她越来越瘦越来越瘦。
I would be troubled every time I visited her because she would get skinnier and skinnier.
她在最后一段时间, 她的体重差不多只有70磅。
And towards the end, she only weighed about 70 pounds.
对,因为她病得很久,
but because she had been sick for so long,
所以在她的后面有一个乳腔,有一个烂的地方。
So there was a lesion in her back.
那么每一次我要替她换药, 这个味道很重。
Every time I changed the dressing, I would smell this terrible smell.
但是因为她只有70磅, 所以很容易翻身, 所以也比较容易。
But because she only weighed about 70 pounds, it was easy to turn her.
每一次我跟她在换了药以后,
every time I changed the dressing for her,
我看到她那么瘦,
I saw that she was so thin.
后来我就安慰她,
so I would comfort her.
我说妈咪,我告诉你,你会比我们先去看耶稣。
So I told her, Mama, you will see Jesus sooner than us.
我说你见了耶稣以后,
I told her, when you do see Jesus,
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
将来没有眼泪,
one day there will be no more tears,
将来没有疾病,
there will be no more illness,
将来没有丑陋,
there will be no more ugliness,
上帝会恢复你一生最美的时候的样子。
Jesus will restore unto you the best days of your life, the most beautiful part of your life.
这是我们的信仰,
now that is our faith, isn't it?
我妈妈得到安慰,
my mother was comforted. Because she was really beautiful when she was young.
有很多人说我像她, 她不重要。
A lot of people said that, but it's not important.
后来她离开世界,
and then she departed.
我们就带着这样一个盼望和安慰,
with that kind of a hope and encouragement,
等到第二年的复活节,
we went on until the Easter celebration the following year.
我那个时候在 Boston,
at that time, I was already in Boston.
我准备复活节的信息,
I was preparing the message for Easter Sunday.
神就给我一段经文, 我就准备,
God gave me a passage, so I started preparing.
约翰福音20章,
John chapter 20.
耶稣在复活的时候就向门徒显现,
Jesus, on that Easter Sunday, he showed himself to his disciples.
他们怎么知道他是耶稣?
How did they know that this was Jesus?
耶稣你过来看,
Jesus said, come over and see.
手上有,
and there are these nail marks on his hands.
肋旁, 手上有钉痕, 这个肋旁有枪伤。
On the side there were these the spear marks.
哇, 他们看见耶稣就喜乐了, 看见耶稣就拜他。
So they saw Jesus and they were joyous and they worshipped him.
我在准备的时候,
as I was preparing this,
我后来准备不下去,
and I couldn't continue.
我说不对,
I said, that's not right.
我说主啊, 你复活了,
I thought, Jesus, you were resurrected.
你应该跟门徒说,
you should have said to the disciples,
过来,
come over.
三天前这里不是有个钉痕吗?
Didn't you see? Remember 3 days ago, there were nail marks here?
你看, 你摸摸看, 现在已经没有了,
touch it, no more.
复活了,
resurrection.
复活的身体是个完全的身体,
the resurrected son, the body is a perfect body.
那钉痕是罗马人给耶稣的一个羞辱的记号,
because the nail marks were a mark of shame that the Romans gave to Jesus.
你过来看看我的胸膛,
come over and look at my side.
完好如初,
it's beautiful, it's perfect.
你记得吗? 罗马,
do you still remember? The
罗马人用枪刺在这里,
they stabbed me with a spear.
我说主,
why, Jesus, did you show those things to the disciples?
我说,
that is totally opposite of what I believe.
你,
you wanted to tell me that you're resurrected.
你告诉我你的钉痕没有,
you're supposed to tell me that the nail marks are gone, the scars are gone.
我没有办法准备那个信息,
and I couldn't finish preparing that sermon.
我突然对主耶稣基督的复活产生一个很大很大的一个困扰,
and suddenly I was deeply troubled by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这里有很多年轻人,
and there are many young people in our midst.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我实在觉得我们今天信耶稣, 在我们的信仰里面,
brothers and sisters, I truly believe that those of us who believe in Jesus,
不是这些大人说什么你就相信什么,
it's not, you should not believe just what other people, the adults, tell you.
到底神接受他的话, 在你的思想里面, 你怎么样来真正接受这样的信仰?
What God has told you in your minds, have you truly accepted what this faith is? Suddenly you might realize that there are many unanswered questions.
教会的领袖、教会的传道、教会的弟兄姊妹没有告诉我这样的答案。
The leaders in the church, the pastors, the brothers and sisters, they have not told me the answers.
我说主啊, 我实在不明白。
And I said, God, I truly do not understand.
后来我就换了一篇信息。
So then I changed to a different message.
这个结一直在我心里面。
But this knot was always in my heart.
有一天在教会里面唱诗。
One day we were singing in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你知道传道人很痛苦哎。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that it's quite painful to be a pastor.
传道人有很多矛盾,
sometimes we face all these paradoxes in our life when we're afraid to tell you.
所以要善意的假冒为善, 你懂我的意思吗?
So sometimes we have to be intentionally hypocrites. Do you understand what I'm saying?
有的时候明天要讲道了,
sometimes we have to preach the following day.
我心情恶劣得不得了,
emotionally I would be in turmoil.
台湾来的你常常说，哦，我心里面就很烦躁。
You'd say I'm deeply troubled.
你明天还要讲道,
yet you still have to preach the following day.
你是教会的领袖,
you are a leader in the church.
你明天不高兴,
tomorrow you're not happy.
不来吗?
You can just simply not show up.
我不来吗?
If I didn't come.
但是明天我要讲道,
but tomorrow I have to preach.
我心里面痛苦得不得了, 挣扎得很厉害,
deep down inside I was struggling.
但是我还要再讲,
but still had to preach.
所以有的时候真的你们为传道人祷告,
so sometimes please do pray for your pastors.
我以前讲过一个笑话,
and sometimes I would joke.
我讲过一个笑话,
I told this joke one time.
有一个太太回家,
A wife was going home.
她就一直在那里生气, 说今天牧师不知道在讲什么。
She was really angry, saying that the pastor did not know what he was preaching today.
然后一面开车一面就生气。
As she was driving, she was just so mad and angry.
后来快到家坐在她旁边九岁的孩子。
When she got home, she sat next to her child was a 9-year-old.
可是妈咪不要再讲了啦, 已经到家了。
And the child said, come on, mommy, stop it, we're almost home.
你们小孩子不懂事啊, 都真的浪费我的时间, 浪费我一个半钟头, 100个人就浪费100多个钟头。
The child, you don't understand, she just wasted my time, an hour and a half, I wasted the time of 100 people.
那个孩子说妈,
and the child said, mommy,
在礼拜堂奉献的时候,
when you were giving your tithes and offerings at the church,
他们奉献是用盘子的,
and when they gave our tithes and offerings, they collected in plates.
他说妈, 你放了1块钱, 你想1块钱, 你想听什么好道呢?
He said, mommy, you put down $1, what kind of message were you expecting?
你去 Lincoln Center 听一个音乐会, how much do you pay for that? More than $100, right?
你去 Lincoln Center 的时候，你要听那音乐会，你要收要付多少钱啊？
那个看电影要多少钱现在？
How much does it cost to see a movie these days?
How much? What? 一定不是一块钱，对不对?
Of course it's not a dollar, right?
所以他说,妈,你想一块钱,你想听什么好道呢?
Mommy, you just gave a dollar. What kind of sermon were you expecting?
Pastor Jeff, 等一下, are we going to collect some offering tonight?
Pastor Jeff, 我们要收奉献,等一下。
如果我讲完这个话以后，大概收不到奉献。Perhaps
after the story, we would not be able to collect any tithes.
我不是一块钱、十块钱的问题。It's
not about a dollar or $10.
到底今天我们听到付了多少代价？It's
today as we listen to the message, how much have we paid?
传道人需要你的祷告。Pastors
need your prayers.
宣教士需要你的祷告。Missionaries
need your prayers.
我们容易批评。Well,
it's easy to criticize.
讲道没有内容。
To say that there's no content in their sermons.
去了英国宣教没有成绩.
After they go to the UK for as missions, there are no results.
是我们需要检讨.
Of course, we need to review and evaluate.
但是你只出一块钱,
but you've only given the dollar.
指望传道人能够成为一个成功的.
What expectations do you have that a pastor or a missionary would become very successful?
对，我不是讲一块钱.
So I'm not talking about a dollar, a monetary amount.
到底我们有多少?
How much are we truly convicted to pray for ministers? I cannot find the answer. So one day in the service, suddenly, we sang a song that we were all familiar with. The author of that song is somebody we know.
Fanny Crosby.
Her name is Fanny Crosby.
Fanny Crosby 写了一首歌, 我们大概都会唱。
Many of the hymns that Fanny Crosby authored, we know.
当然很多,什么有福的缺据,耶稣属我了,很多这些诗歌都是他写的。
Blessed Assurance and all these songs were written by her.
有一首歌叫《十字架,十字架,永是我的荣耀》,这样一首很熟的歌。
One song said, at the cross, always on my glory.
当我唱到那里的时候,
after I sang that song,
我说十字架是荣耀吗?
And I thought, the cross, is it truly glory?
十字架是荣耀吗?
Is the cross really glorious?
那个钉痕, 那个枪伤是荣耀吗?
The nail marks, the spear marks, the scars are truly glorious?
我看不出来,
I couldn't see it.
因为我眼睛是雪亮, 我的眼睛是好的,
because I had good eyes.
Fanny Crosby, 她是个瞎眼,
Fanny Crosby was blind.
但是他心里面的眼睛比我心里面的眼睛看得清楚。
But the eyes of her heart saw clearly, more clearly than the eyes of my heart.
她看见十字架是荣耀。
When she looked at the cross, she saw glory.
所以这些按人看为丑陋的东西在神的眼中是美丽的。
So what man sees as ugly in eyes, the eyes of God is something beautiful.
完全把我们的价值观
Changing totally our value system.
所以主安慰他,
so God comforted him.
最后,
in the end,
他就说了这话以后就说,
he said these words and then he said, you must follow me.
No, no, no. You follow me.
You follow me.
主耶稣说这句话,
Jesus said these words and we always think that is think of it as a command.
是一个命令,
of course, it is a command.
但是 more than a command, 比命令更多一点。
It was more than just a command.
跟从我吧,
follow me.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
这条路我已经走过了。
I've already walked on this path.
跟从我的意思就是你跟着我的脚中心。
To follow me means to walk in my footsteps.
在一个充满地雷的一个区域里面,
full of all these landmines, this region,
什么是最安全的?
What is the easiest route?
你看见前面有脚印, 你踩在脚印上就是最安全的。
What is the safest route to see the footsteps on the minefield?
所以当主耶稣说跟从我,
So when Jesus said, follow me,
弟兄姊妹,这是安全的。
Brothers and sisters, that means safety.
这是鼓励,
that's an encouragement.
这是安慰,
that's a comforting.
你知道一个老牧师,虽然他侍奉主50年,这50年有许许多多的酸甜苦辣。
Even for 50 years, this old pastor had been serving the Lord, and there are all these, there's bitter and bitter sweet times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但是我们想到主，我们心里面就得到很大很大的鼓励和安慰。
My beloved brothers and sisters, as we think about the words of Jesus, we are greatly comforted.
不要灰心。
Do not be disheartened.
所以在那里讲到做门徒跟这个苦难的关系。
So we see that how discipleship is linked with suffering.
很快讲二十节到二十二节。
Very quickly, let's look at the last verse 20 to verse 22.
在那里告诉我们说，不要分心。
There it says to us, do not be distracted.
什么使我们分心？
What makes us distracted?
很多事情使我们分心。
Many things distract us.
这里面有一个使他分心的是什么？
But here is one distraction. What was it?
同工的关系。
The co-workers.
他看见约翰。
He looked at John.
前面讲得好好的，哎，已经可以 the end 可以喜剧收场 happy ending.
They had a good conversation and it could have just ended well there as a happy ending.
刚才我们读过了，请大家注意这个二十节。
We read this just now, but let's take a look at verse 20.
二十节第一句话说什么？
Verse 20, what are the first two words?
A few words. Is it two words here?
Yeah,
in English?
Two words.
Oh, two words. Okay. 中文是五个字，哪五个字？
And the Chinese is five words. What five words?
彼得什么转过了
Peter says what? Peter turned.
Okay, English is only two words. Peter turns. Turns from what? 转过来是从哪里转过来
What does he turn from?
他本来在前面怎么样跟耶稣讲话
Originally, he was what was in front of him. He was talking with Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经有的时候太马虎了
Yeah, sometimes when we read the Bible, brothers and sisters, we just skim through it.
彼得转过来有什么有什么真理有什么勉励
So what that Jesus that Peter turned, what truth would be in there?
本来彼得是对着耶稣说话的
Originally, Peter was facing Jesus and talking.
彼得转过来就看见约翰
Peter turned around and then saw John.
本来他跟主耶稣是面对面。
Originally he was face to face with Jesus.
当他一讲到同工的时候，他是背着主耶稣向着同工的。
When he started talking about the co-workers, he had his back to Jesus, and then he was facing the co-workers.
彼得这个人实在很可爱、啊。
This is Peter is such a lovable guy.
这个人学功课一次学不乖，第二次还要学，主耶稣一直忍耐他。
This person never learns for the first time, and Jesus always perseveres.
你看。在不久之前，有一次他在海面上走，记不记得
？Remember not too long ago, Peter walked on water.
那么他走在海面上，耶稣说，彼得说，如果你是主，那么让我也走到你那里去。
And Peter even said to Jesus, "If you really are the Lord, let me walk to you."
那么后来，主耶稣说，好吧，来吧，你走吧。
So Jesus said, "Come, okay, come."
哇，突然像武侠小说一样，他就从那个船上过去，就走在海面上。
So it was just like a miracle. He just stepped out of the boat and walked on water. Jesus, he actually walked on the surface of the water. But then he started to sink. Why did he sink?
圣经怎么说?
What does the Bible say?
彼得见风甚大就沉下去。
He started to look at the waves and the wind, and then he started to sink.
见风甚大就是他的眼睛已经不见主了，他见风了。
He was starting to look at he turned his eyes to the wind, and that means that he wasn't looking at the Lord, he was looking at wind.
那是几年前他所学的功课。
This was a lesson he had learned only a few years before.
你知道彼得实在是是一个功课学完再一个功课，而且都是学同样的功课。
You see, Peter keeps learning the same lesson over and over again.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
那么他去打鱼。
He went fishing.
他说打了一个晚上打不到鱼。
And he didn't catch anything after a whole night.
那是路加福音第五章。
That was Luke chapter 5.
到了约翰福音二十一章。
Now in John chapter 21.
那么他又跟耶稣讲，我打了一个晚上什么鱼都打不到。
And he said to Jesus, I fish all night.
你看，他就一直在这种重复的里面，在那里学功课。
So in this all this repetition, he is learning this one lesson.
这个叫什么呢
？What is this called?
这个就是我说的坚持不变的爱。
This talks about the unwavering love of the Lord.
什么时候，亲爱的弟兄，什么时候我们转过身来离开主，离开主看同工，就出问题。
Whenever we actually turn our bodies away from the Lord and we start looking at other people, our co-workers, that is when trouble starts.
所以主耶稣在最后英文圣经翻译得很好 ，You must follow me.
So eventually, it's important that Jesus in the English Bible says, 你一定要跟从我。
九点半了，我不能再讲下去了。
It's about already 9:30, so time is limiting.
明天早上还有 Q&A, right?
We still have a question and answer time in the morning tomorrow.
因为 因为我们讲道的人呢，自不量力，你讲越多问题越多，所以我有点想减少明天的问题，所以我不能讲太多。
Preachers like us, we know that the more we talk about, the more questions you will have, so we must start to limit what we say.
使万民做门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
你我要先做门徒。
You and I first need to be disciples.
让我们在做门徒的事上。
As we become disciples.
什么叫 disciple?
What does it mean to be a disciple? How do you define it?
Disciple 这个字跟另外一个字是同样的字根，叫 discipline。
Disciple is clearly linked with the word discipline。
一个 disciple 就是有 discipline 的人叫 disciple。
A disciple is a disciplined person, a disciplined person。
今天如果我们不能过一个为着主过纪律的生活
，Today if we're not for the sake of the Lord live a disciplined life，
在中文圣经这个律有三种用法。In Chinese Bible,
in the Chinese Bible, the word that's translated as the law has three uses.
第一个是律法的律。
Number one, it means the law of the Bible.
第二个是生命律的律。
The second way of using it is the law of nature.
第三个是纪律的律。
The thirdly, it really is the principles of the
discipline. 我没有时间分析这个，不过弟兄姊妹，请你好好思想，这三个律是不一样的。
I don't have time to analyze this, but brothers and sisters, please go home and ponder upon these three the differences of the word law.
但是我们今天要侍奉主。
But tonight we're here to serve the Lord.
不能懒散。
We cannot be lazy.
主耶稣称赞那个仆人是又良善又忠心。
Jesus praised the good servant for being good and faithful.
请注意 ，good 在前面 ，faithful 在后面。
Remember.良善在前面，忠心在后面。
很多时候我们讲叫忠心良善的仆人，主耶稣不是讲忠心良善，主耶稣说良善忠心。
Sometimes we say faithful and good servant. No, Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said good and faithful.
良善是指生命，忠心是讲工作。
Good refers to the life. Faithful talks about one's work.
生命永远在工作的前面。
Life always precedes work.
那么后来那个不好的仆人，主耶稣怎么形容他呢
？Then the bad servant, what did Jesus say?
就是刚好就是忠心和良善的相反。
It's actually quite the opposite of what Jesus said, good and faithful.
那么良善的相反是什么呢
？What is the opposite of good?
主耶稣说又恶的仆人。
Jesus said you evil servant.
前面是善，这里是恶。
In the beginning it was good, here it's evil.
那忠心的相反是什么？不是不忠心啊。
What is the opposite of faithful? Not it's not unfaithful.
什么？
What is it? Lazy.
所以忠心的相反在圣经里面不是不忠心，忠心的相反在圣经里面是懒惰。
So the opposite of faithful according to the Bible is not unfaithfulness, but it's laziness.
糟糕，我又多讲了一些产生问题的一些。
I've created more questions for you now.
我盼望这两天的聚会，特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I'm hoping that these few days, especially for our younger brothers and sisters.
刺激你去好好想一想。
It will excite your mind to inspire you to think more about these things.
我上个礼拜在一个地方讲到。
Last week I was preaching at a different place.
后来他们告诉我有好几个从中国大陆来的还没有信主的慕道的朋友。
Eventually they told us that there were some seekers who came from mainland China.
我在台上突然讲了一句话，把大家吓一跳。
From the podium, I said a few words that actually shocked everyone.
我说你们中间还没有信主的朋友们。
I said to them, those of you who are not yet Christians,
请你们不要随便相信。
Please do not just believe half-heartedly.
我这个话真的要被人家一脚踢出去了。
I almost got kicked off the podium.
我说如果牧师在台上叫你们举手，你们不要随便举手。
And I said to them, if the pastor wants you to raise your hands, do not just...Raise your hands for nothing.
你现在随便举手，你将来就是随便相信。
If you are a half-hearted, you make a half-hearted decision, you'll one day be a half-hearted Christian.
我很喜欢跟那些喜欢跟你辩论、跟你吵架，而且他那个口才非常好的那些反对的人，跟他们谈到福音，谈到信仰。
I really love debating with those who come up with all these excuses, all these reasons to not believe.
因为他用这样的态度来反对这个信仰，等到有一天他信的时候，他用同样的态度来传扬他的信仰。
Because with such forcefulness they would actually come and oppose the faith. One day if they become Christians they would use the same forcefulness in being a disciple.
也许今天我们不能做一个很忠心的一个仆人，因为我们的信仰本身可能有问题。
Perhaps because today we are not a very faithful disciple, it's because we have not been.
所以今天有很多的年轻人在教会里面很好，等到他长大了，到了大学了，他可以放弃信仰。
That's why many young people today, when they actually grow up and they go to college, they abandon the faith.
因为他们小时候是被爸爸妈妈逼来。
Because when they're young, they're forced to come to church.By their parents.
来到教会又是被这些做青年工作人骗在这里不走的。
When they're here at church, they're actually tricked by these youth workers, so they don't leave.
等到有一天他们离开这里的时候。
So one day when they leave here,
他要的是自由。
What they want would be freedom.
弟兄姊妹，有很多事情我们不能把头埋在沙堆里面，我们不能做 ostrich, 不能做鸵鸟。
Brothers and sisters, we must not bury our heads in the sand. We must not be 鸵鸟 ostriches.
求主恩待我们。
May Lord have mercy on us.
使万民做门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
是使他们变成你们。
That they would become you.
让我们一起在主的面前，从彼得的身上来学功课。
Let us learn this lesson even from the life of Peter.
丹麦有一句话。
There's a saying in Denmark.
生命是上帝给我的礼物。
Life is a gift from God to me.
怎么样用生命是我给上帝的礼物。
How we live our lives is our gift to God.
我再说一遍。
Let me say it one more time.
生命是上帝给我们的礼物。
Life is a gift from God to me.
怎么样用这个生命是我们给上帝的礼物。
How I use this life is my gift back to God.
接着祷告。
Let us pray.